Every day on Radio Nova, just before 11 a.m., we play a couple of songs key to today in music history. Have a listen. But for now, here's some light reading and watching. August 3rd in music history looks like this. 1963, The Beach Boys released Surfer Girl, the first song Brian Wilson ever wrote and the first one he produced. 1969, CCR gave us their third studio album, Green River. The album featured Bad Moon Rising. 1971, Paul McCartney announced his new group Wings with his wife Linda and former Moody Blues guitarist and singer Denny Lane. 1973, Stevie Wonder released his 16th studio album Innervisions. Wonder played all or virtually all instruments on six of the album's nine tracks. Singles from the album were Higher Ground, and Living for the City, and He's Mr. Know-It-All. 1987, Def Leppard released their fourth studio album Hysteria, which became their best-selling album to date, selling over 20 million copies worldwide. 2007, Queen guitarist Brian May handed in his astronomy PhD thesis 36 years after abandoning it to join the band. 2015, AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd pleaded not guilty to breaching the rules of his home detention by drinking alcohol. Rudd had been under house detention since being sentenced for drug possession and making threats to kill in July of 2015. Finally, born today, Metallica's James Hetfield. Check out the weekly podcast, Marty Miller's This Week in Music History.